You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So, John, the story here, you talk about, so you want faith.
Right.
And you have this man called Holy
Hubert.
Holy man, this is amazing with Hell's Angels and all. Can you tell us this story here? That's like powerful.
Well, this was back in the very early 80s, mm-hmm. maybe 79. I was a young Christian. Mm-hmm. I was a long hair, mm-hmm. had hair down. Right now I look like Mr. Clean, short hair. I've had, cleaned up. But I had long hair, and I was hungry for God, okay? Mm-hmm. I was not ashamed. I was on the front row because I wanted everything I could get. Every service, I was on the front row.
Okay.
And a gentleman—
Isn't it amazing what you can hear on the front row that you can't hear?
Yeah, well, all the distractions gone.
Yeah,
the people are back there kind of looking at other people. I want to be where I'm looking for the Lord.
Yeah.
All right, so Holy Hubert, okay? Mm-hmm. I never heard of him before. Mm-hmm. And he takes a pulpit. And he was a bold preacher.
Right.
And he was older. I think he was
65.
70, 65 or 70. Uh-huh. And I didn't know the history on him. And you can YouTube him on YouTube.
Okay.
Holy Hubert. He was a preacher extraordinaire. He loved to preach on college campuses to the longhairs. During that time, there was an uprising against Vietnam and long hair against the 60s, mm-hmm. the industrial military complex, okay?
Right.
And Hubert would go and preach Jesus, okay?
Right.
So he began to tell stories about some exploits. He wasn't bragging. He was just telling stories, okay?
Right.
To me, as an exploit is when there's trouble and you minister and God shows up and then there's fruit.
Right.
And really fruit that remains, okay?
Right.
So he was telling stories, and he said that he went to a Hell's Angels convention.
Which are bikers.
Bikers,
right.
A bunch of bikers, okay? Uh-huh. Bunch of them, a couple
Not just
hundred
typical
of them.
Biker.
No, the rough of the rough, okay?
Yeah.
And maybe even devil worshiping
well,
bikers,
hell,
okay? Raise
angels,
hell.
Right?
They were the Hell's Angels,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Rough.
Which are falling angels. I guess I haven't thought about that before. You have God's angels and you have fallen. Okay, go ahead.
Hell's angels.
Hell's angels.
They were proud of it, okay?
Right.
So Hubert goes up, it comes from the back of the stage, goes up and takes the microphone.
At a rally or something?
At a rally.
Oh my goodness.
And he says, I want to preach Jesus to you. I'm here to preach Jesus. He loves you. And I'm going to preach the gospel. And a guy came up behind and snatched him from behind, pulled him off the back of the platform. This is Hubert telling us, and he punched him right in the nose, and his nose splattered. But he says to him, I love you. I love you in Jesus. The man, pow, hits him in both lips. Blood flies. He says, but I love you.
Oh, wow.
He looked him in the eye, and he said, I love you.
Wow.
He hits him again, and he goes out. Well, somehow they drag him off, and he survives. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, in the middle of the night, he hears banging on his front door. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang.
Right.
He gets up, and it's this biker. And the biker goes, it's you. Ever since that day, I've got to find this Jesus. The way you looked in my eyes and told me that you loved me.
Sure.
And ever since then, there's not a night been gone I haven't thought about it. Tell me about this Jesus. Well, Hubert told him about this Jesus. This man came to the Lord. And he became a Bikers for Jesus. And now he's got an organization of 100 bikers that follow him, and they're all flying a flag for Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I call that an exploit.
Wow.
Hubert paid for it with his blood, so to speak.
Yeah.
I could tell you some more stories, okay?
Yeah.
One of them, I'll tell you one more.
By the way, that reminds me of David Wilkerson with Nicky Cruz.
Yes.
He literally got beat by Nicky Cruz, right?
Right.
And then because of he responded the same way, Nicky, he has a book called The Cross and the Switchblade talking about it. He literally rocked the world for Jesus because Nicky got saved.
Right.
Cruz got saved.
He did.
Lord, forgive me for ever complaining about any difficulty because that's much worse. You're getting beat.
All right, so Hubert's there on the platform. And I didn't know that he dealt with long hairs day in and day out. He loved long hairs. I'm the only long hair in the whole church. The rest of the church is what I call whitey-tighty. They're just Christians that belong to, the whatever.
And long hair means people with long hair, right?
Yeah. I had long hair down my back,
okay?
And I was dressed up and clean, there at church, and probably jeans and a shirt.
Right.
But at any rate.
Shoes?
Hubert picks on me. He says, young man, he said, do you want faith? And I was shy. I'm shy now until you push me. And right now I'm not too bad because I'm telling stories and I feel the anointing. Thank you, God. Yeah. So I said, nothing. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't hardly look at him.
Right.
He says, young man, look at me. I'm talking to you.
Right.
Well, if you push me, all of a sudden I kind of rose up. I said, do you want faith? Yeah. And I said, yes. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. He said, well, let me tell you. If you want wisdom, you go to the book of Proverbs. If you want love, study something like Corinthians 13.
Right.
But I'm asking you if you want faith.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you how you get faith. He said, you study the messianic prophecies. Mm. If you'll study them, you'll be a man of faith. He said, let me tell a story. He said, one night, I met with a rabbi of rabbis. He was a scribe. Mm-hmm. He knew his book, I guess you'd call it the Torah, mm-hmm. better than any other scribe that he knew. Mm-hmm. Now, Holy Hubert knew the Bible. They said about him, he had memorized the New Testament and the Psalms. Wow. He had memorized the New Testament and the Psalms, okay?
Yeah.
And he didn't call himself Holy Hubert.
Right.
Other people called him Holy Hubert
right.
because he'd separated himself unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he tried to walk a pure life, okay?
Right.
He didn't try to think too much of himself. But in this case, he's having a debate in his own home
right.
with a scribe of scribes. Wow. And Hubert knew the messianic prophecies like nobody else, okay?
Right.
A messianic prophecy is a word in the scripture out of the older scriptures, the scriptures in their day, the New Testament was really after Jesus,
right.
okay? Before that, there were the scriptures, and in the scriptures, God has so woven in these messianic prophecies.
Yeah.
I want to try to tell you, the Bible is like a tapestry that is woven together by the most awesome author. He's the author of all authors. Have you ever heard of foreshadowing? Foreshadowing, when the author, in my book, I try to foreshadow with a backstory on each story to build to it. Okay, so God has these little woven in things where a man will come under the Holy Spirit, and he'll say something about the Messiah that's to come.
Right, right,
they're
right.
all through there. There may be 300 of them in the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Personally, I believe I can prove to you that Jesus is the Messiah. Paul said that because he would do it through the scriptures,
right.
see?
Yeah.
He would look at the scriptures. And so he would tell one of these scriptures to the rabbi,
right.
and the rabbi had an answer.
Right.
He was so convinced, he'd say, Hubert, that's David.
Right.
And Hubert would say, no, it's talking about Jesus, see?
Right.
But sometimes you get in a debate, you know, you're really kind of going back and forth with competition.
Yeah.
But Hubert said, oh, if I didn't know that doubt was sin. Doubt is sin? Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered that? Mm-hmm. Doubt is sin? Hey, believer, doubt's not your portion. Faith is. Hubert says, do you want faith? Yes, from this day forward, I'm a seeker of faith.
Right.
Not faith in faith, but faith that gets put into you. He's the one that puts the faith in us.
Right.
A man can't even call out him, but the Lord puts a little spark of faith in you. Then you call to him, okay?
Right.
So Hubert was so convincing, he said, if I didn't know that doubt was faith, I mean, that doubt was sin, I would have sinned.
Right.
But he said, what I did, he inquired of the Lord on his knees. He said, Father, would you give me the scripture that will open this man's eyes? He said he got it so plain.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And what it is Genesis 49:10.
Right, right.
It's a longer scripture. It's a place where Judah is speaking to the 12 sons. Mm-hmm.
Jacob
uh-huh. or Israel, they call him, is speaking to his 12 sons. They become the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's speaking to Judah, and he's putting a word on each son.
Right.
This is in Genesis 49:10.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about a lion and a pup of a lion. It talks about Judah. But then he goes on to say this part. It says, a lawgiver shall not depart, nor the scepter between his feet, until Shiloh comes.
Wow.
Well, the old rabbi knew that Shiloh, in this case, was the Messiah. They're looking for the Messiah. the Jews are looking for the Messiah. Mm-hmm. They missed out that Jesus is the Messiah. And the Lord said he would, they wouldn't be able to hear, they wouldn't be able to see. He came among them and they didn't even know it, okay? Right. They didn't. So this old rabbi goes, Hubert, can we take a break? It's the wee hours of the morning.
Right, right, right.
I would like to meditate on this one.
Right.
So he said they went home. Uh-huh. 3 days later, the rabbi called Hubert and said, Hubert, no longer call me rabbi, call me brother. Okay.
Come on now, it's awesome.
Yes, there are so many Jewish rabbis. I once saw a picture of a high school stadium, and all across they had long hair and beards way right. down with a Hanukkah.
Yeah,
Is that what you call it? Yeah, well, no, but on their cap.
Yeah, that's Hanukkah is actually the season.
But excuse me.
Yarmulke
on their head, and they're all believers in Jesus. See, so
Messianic believers they call them. Right?
The Messianic believers. Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi looks at me and he says, Hubert looks at me and says, if you want faith, meditate on the Messianic prophecies.
Wow.
So I made it my life study. When I see one, I write it down. I try to talk about it. I try to think about it, see?
Right.
Yeah, and it's a growth in process.
Right.
I was a young man in college. I was in a little Bible study trying to learn there. And this guy says to me, with about 15 other people, and I'm shy. He says, hey, John. What do you think this means here?
Right.
You know, you're going to come down the hill on a foal of a donkey. Jesus says, hey, guys, go get me this donkey. It's a foal of a donkey, and we're going to ride down the hill. Right. And everybody goes, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Well, that's written in Zechariah 9. It says he'll come down the hill, right on the foal of a donkey. Mm. I didn't know that, but I just knew about horses.
Right.
I said, well, dude, he got on a colt, and he didn't even buck him off. I said, Jesus must have had it together in the spirit because that colt didn't even buck him. I've been bucked off, okay?
Right.
And so that's what I saw. Then later on through experiences, oh, I see he's coming down the hill according to Zechariah 9, and he goes in the Eastern Gate.
Wow.
The book is all woven together.
Right.
You got to ask the Lord to open your eyes, and you do that when you call out to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm looking. The faith on the cross just looked at him.
Right.
But he called to him and says, will you remember me? So now, that's what you do. Yeah. It may be now or in your prayer time. Look to the Lord and say, open my eyes. And all of a sudden, it says in the Bible, it's the glory of God to hide a matter, but it's the glory of a man to find it.
Yeah.
So then you begin to look for it and you'll become, like, understand the Word. The Word by itself works death.
Yeah.
That's just the regular logos in the Greek says. But the rhema word is when the Holy Spirit given to him comes to you, the word becomes alive. And then you'll begin to see that the word is precious. It's infallible. Mm. We have the time, I'd sing you the song. God's infallible word.
That's awesome. Well, I would go back to that scripture that really touched the heart of the rabbi and saved him was, you know, that the lawgiver would not go away until, which means, so once Israel was no more in regards to law left, right?
Yes. Well,
so
30 years after Jesus, it was all wiped clean to nothing.
Which caught the rabbi going, wait a minute.
Yes.
If it's ended, that means that Shiloh's come, that the Messiah has come.
And chronologically in a matter of time, but also geographically.
Wow.
Messiah had come. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so many people trying to it's the Word of God.
Yes.
Getting in the Word of God and letting the Word of God get in you and the rhema word and then speaking that to others.
Right.
And he cried out too. He didn't know it. So Holy Hubert started going, God, give me something.
Yes. And then he heard.
Wow.
But you got to swallow this Word. That was one of my stumbling blocks. I couldn't believe there'd be one book. Okay. And I couldn't believe that I had to believe the Word. I finally had to put that away, no doubt. And now, you know, I love His Word, and you will too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.